This is a HeadGum Original.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
I would fuck guac.
Yeah. I would also.
Salsa's a little too wet for me, so I would marry salsa because I like that wet ass salsa.
Ew.
And in terms of fucking a bowl of dip, what's better than a guac with my chip?
How big can a bowl be and still be hot? How small can a bowl of guac be?
I saw your phallus in the HeadGum locker room, by the way, and it is a tortilla chip. It's fragile. It has a bite out of it.
Yeah, it's salty. A bowl. It's a Tostitos scoop.
Is it protruding inward or outward? Concave?
No.
Yeah,
no.
Concave.
No.
Major key alert. Something that Loud. We were just discussing and something I wanted to touch on is that fashion is cyclical, right? Mm-hmm. So whereas dungarees weren't mm-hmm. cool to be on your knees.
Sorry,
in,
does
let's
this
say,
show not have an intro anymore?
What's that?
Is there no,
it felt like we're starting in the middle of the episode.
We're starting with a major key alert.
So fast.
Yeah.
Ow.
Diving in. What's wow. wrong with that?
Yeah,
it
just
yeah,
it's fun. It's just it's a departure from yeah. the structure, is all. But it's fine.
Yeah. Well, again, something I've been trying to work on the past maybe 3 weeks is that you guys have said that I've grown predictable, right? Let's
sure.
get. Let's get away from that. Obviously,
she agreed.
Clap, clap, clap.
Let's get back into this. Fashion is cyclical, whereas overalls kind of weren't worth the gall. In the aughts, now you can kind of stunt mm-hmm. on them with a pair of Dickies. Right?
I feel like that, I honestly, like that was 2 years ago. Like we're over overalls at this point. We're not doing overalls anymore.
Yeah, yeah. We're overalls. We're all overalls.
I think.
We're all overalls.
Who cares? What are you talking about?
What?
This is the beginning of the show.
Amir's wearing the same shirt that he's worn all week.
Carusho.
I mean, yeah.
Talk about outdated shirts. Amir's wearing
yeah,
a Lakers,
Lakers
shirt.
Eliminated in round one of the playoffs last night in an embarrassing defeat where at one point they were down by almost, what, 35?
Yeah, but then we came back and cut the lead to 14.
And who
lost.
Cares?
Nice.
Nice.
I'm coming in.
What I can't wait for is the first in-person recording of this fucking shit. Right, Jake?
Oh my God, just the three of us without
no.
you?
No.
That would be super... Oh, who replaces Jeff in the in-person?
I was yeah. talking to Marty about
Johnny?
That. It would either be Johnny or right. Danny, because...
Those are good.
By the time
that's
we,
fun. I love
yeah, by
Danny.
The time we move in, Jeff yeah. will be...
To the
what
office.
Is the...
Persona non-ass. As in, your ass won't be in the office ever.
I've been itching to get that address. I feel like everyone else got the address.
You've done nothing but talk about the address of the office for the past 3 weeks.
All right. It's called Yes Anding Marika. Let's just move on. What is new in the life and times? We are entering this phase where, I mean, we're recording on June 4th, we should say. Summer of our lives, 2021. Mm. The beginning of the Roaring Twenties, easing into it on the day. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling it.
Me too.
I went to the Laker game yesterday. Talk about going back into society.
Did you actually?
In front of, yeah, I was there with about 10,000 people indoors.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Was there a vaccinated section where you could remove the mask, or was it mask on?
There was
situation?
A vaccinated half of the arena, And I was at my friend's company's luxury suite, which was vaccinated, and they checked to see. I like brought my vax ID, and like they checked to see if you were vaxxed. But I still sort of wore a mask.
Fucking mask off.
1 second, wow. I was answering Jake's
Staples
question.
Center, but it was cool. You don't wear masks on.
Yeah, you just you take for granted how you. I haven't seen probably that many people in my purview in a year and a half. It was like a weird stimulus that I haven't gotten in so long. Mm. Cheering, screaming,
even watching the games, like watching the Knicks games on TV. Yeah, was surreal.
Sorry, Jeff, you're so much
like
louder
I was watching,
than
like highlights.
I'm trying to have a conversation, and I just all I hear is the yeah. That's why, like, just shut up for a second. Yeah, it's so crazy. Sure. It feels like a woebegone era.
Sorry, I feel weird participating in this conversation now that it's taken such an antagonist.
Shit. Yeah, sorry. Turn. Now he's like got me feeling like the bad guy. It just and then it's all downhill from here. It's like your poison begins to infect the other squares on the Zoom, and it's only a matter of time before Marika starts yelling at fucking Jake or something.
What did I do?
Not exactly. Really. She would never
nothing.
Do that.
Yeah, but like she would so normally exactly. never do that.
Yeah.
But for whatever reason, like you're a cancer.
I mean, I did yell at everyone a second ago. I yelled at Amir, I guess, mostly.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Who cares?
Who cares?
It's a great. Have you guys seen a movie? Though. Movie theater movie yet?
Wow. I did. That's my one outing.
Whoa.
I what saw movie? Cruella in theaters.
Was it any
good? Was it?
How was?
I mean, movie wise, fine. It's fine. We don't have to talk about Cruella.
And how was the experience of being at the movies?
It was mostly fine. There weren't that many people in the audience. I think we were there with like four other people. The annoying thing was that AMC and like Regal and a bunch of places like the day before announced that they weren't requiring masks anymore for vaccinated people, which I was like, I'm going to wear a mask anyway, but not. It was like, oh, man, I thought this was good for a second. But I'm seeing it in the Heights, whoa. I guess, when this episode comes out, which will be very exciting, with 13 of my friends are seeing In the Heights together, which is
oh my god,
super spreader. I know, that's
13 okay. vaccinated friends.
So Jeff, yeah, some people have like 13 friends and they get to go to movies and stuff, and it's fun. Like you have like a nice social outing with like
George
people
Saba,
you know.
Tucker Click, Peter Benjamin, Harry Hawks, AJ Yaramaz, Sarah Linden, Marika Brownlee,
no,
on the sax.
God, you're already
John
reaching
Daly,
after seven.
Not the comedian,
the golfer,
but
John George. Yes, the golfer. And did I mention Danny Sellers, my best friend in the entire world?
Once two coworkers, and then one of them, I think, was just on the sax. So I know. I know that doesn't count.
Have you ever seen John Daly play saxophone live? I went to a show in LA where he did that once, and it was truly insane.
My
like
friend
ska.
My friend was a DP who used to live in LA, and he used to work at Funny or Die on a lot of their shoots. And John Daly did a shoot with Kenny G, and they both played sax. And I just remember that sketch very vividly. Basically, the onus of the holy
Don't.
Shit! I just got the word of the week.
What was it?
The.
Yeah.
No way. Everyone's no way you're the first person to
everyone
say
it.
Has
I know,
said
but you, it's not about.
Everyone
it's not, about,
has said
it's not
it.
Necessarily about being the first to say it. It's just whenever the eagle caws is when there's cause for word of the week.
Whenever the eagle caws.
For whom the eagle soars.
That was met with, for anyone listening at home, it wasn't just met with silence, because Marika and I both were shaking our heads in silence. So I don't want anyone to think that we just didn't react to Jeff's joke. We actually had a really silent but very negative reaction.
Sometimes great. I feel like filling in the blanks on this show between segments are basically from minute 5 to 20, which I usually outline as just wax. I'm doing a lot of the heavy lifting, and today I'm hoping that at least for the next 12 minutes, you guys can help me out, right?
Sure.
Delving in, diving in, participating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jake and I can talk Formula One.
Yeah, how was the pre?
I'm sure Amir could go on and
Baku.
On about basketball if he really wanted to, but I don't
how
know
the
if
Le Mans
we want him to. Sorry?
The Le Mans or whatever.
The Man of La Mancha.
The Don Quixote fucking Grand Prix or whatever.
The Monaco race was the last one that we watched, Formula One wise.
An incredible,
very dramatic
race.
Just in terms of what happened before the race. I'm just like, Jeff just tunes out immediately every time. He
encourages mm-hmm. us to wax. We find a topic that we'd be excited to talk about, and then he actively blurs his eyes in
it's
his
like if,
square.
The equivalent feeling I get is like if I were sitting at a restaurant with Jake trying to talk and the waiter was just hovering over us, silently waiting. That's how I feel.
Do you want to take our order?
Yeah, this isn't like an improv show. We don't go into like scenes on this bullshit.
Oh my God.
It's Jesus kind of more of like a talk show. Christ.
You were upset that earlier that Marika didn't yes and you.
You guys just recorded If I Were You. How did that go?
It was bits? Fun.
It was a lot more fun than this. I don't get bullied on that show. I actually bully Amir on that show.
And we had a special guest, and so that was fun. And then
who was it?
We were able to catch up. Well, no spoilers, but since this episode is out already, Ben FaceTimed in for a spell. Got to catch up with him, and then we answered some questions, talked shop, waxed.
Storm rolled in. Yeah. That was fun.
Yeah. Ben's on review this week too. It's the Ben Schwartz week.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's good.
Wow.
It was really
good.
How
was it?
I haven't edited it yet, so maybe it wasn't, but it felt good when we did it.
That's usually a good sign.
Any bits? Any funny like little segments? Any like runners?
Yeah,
or, like,
there were, but we don't have to we're not using this
bridge the gap.
Show as
Sorry.
A recap.
I feel like I keep talking when you talk.
Also, like, I don't know, now you're excluding me from the conversation. I wasn't
like
there.
Boxing Marika.
Marika and I were talking. No. We were talking racing.
Yeah.
You sort of bullied us into.
I didn't mean to bully you. I'm wondering, is there?
You
I didn't
yelled
try
at
to.
Me about trying to make a joke.
No, that was it's improv. It's different.
You started
it's
asking
the
me
the
and Amir about specific bits, fucking
maybe
bits
you
from
did
the
bits
a
on
podcast
If I Were You,
no
and then like,
because
a lot of people
right
who listen
now.
To this show listen to If I Were You, and I'm wondering we.
So then they wouldn't be interested in the bits, would they? If this episode comes out a week after they already heard
no,
the bits,
no, I'm saying
again,
like maybe you continue.
Would they love
it, like,
us talking about the runners that they were
fucking
that they
George Wolf is like a menacing guy, but never does anything illegal. Whatever the fuck you guys used to talk about. So like, there's like a little bit there, and then you marry it to this show. Suddenly, it's the HeadGum Extended Cinematic Universe, or should I say, Oral Universe?
Neither, probably. It's
the HeadGum Podcast Universe.
This is.
Yeah, definitely not the HeadGum Oral Universe. That's
A-U-R-A-L.
Awful.
Yeah, we know.
I know what you meant, but it's how it
just
sounds.
One fucking joke. One joke that you made last hour. Let's bridge the gap. Fucking make it canon.
It's already canon. Like, we've already established Ben on this podcast. He's in the oral universe. He's
See,
here.
It sounds good when you say Doesn't... it effortlessly in time.
Also, Jeff, can you turn your input volume up?
Up?
Twist. Yeah.
This is...
I can't hear you.
How's that?
That's better.
That's fine. I'm so jealous. If you can't hear Jeff, my God.
That's Daz.
Oh, that's really good.
Is that supposed to be a call and response? Or...
What would you call it? What would you? What's the response? Because you said the whole thing.
I feel like...
You'd have to say, that's what? And we'd have to say, that's Daz.
That's good. That's what?
That's Daz.
That's good.
Or
that's
or you that's respond
Daz.
With a question.
That's good.
That's Daz. What's Daz?
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
All right, and we're back from that sex point. And from this point on, let's be civil, right?
Sure.
Great, yeah.
Marika Brownlee on the sax, on the hacky sax, right?
I wish I were good at hacky sax. I'm not particularly great.
I feel like you
That's
treat...
something we could bring back. We have the rooftop at the office, actually.
Bring back the sax.
Let's get some sax for the office. Yeah.
I've been thinking I really...
It's a good summer activity.
I would like to play some summer sport, health allowing, but I was really into Ultimate Frisbee in high school. I want to bring that back.
That's cool.
Ultimate, that's definitely.
Yeah,
that's happening.
Yeah, for sure. I'm a little too scared of like joining an ultimate league, but I would like to play, or like volleyball. That's a fun one. Go to a park easily and do that.
That is cool.
Yeah.
Should we?
That's intimidating though. Like the volleyball people. Like playing volleyball, some of them are insanely good.
Let's start a team, but like a little group of people to play volleyball against each other, so we're not playing against randos.
We should do a volleyball podcast league. We play Gimlet. We play Forever Dog.
That's not bad.
Gimlet.
Yeah,
Jeff, you're bored.
No, I said that's not bad.
I think there was like a... Wasn't there like a baseball
it's also
one
not
at one
Nas,
point?
But that's a whole nother conversation.
There was... We used... Wait, did we play a baseball?
I feel...
Was there a baseball league?
Did
we
get invited? I think maybe LA did.
We did get invited to play against Forever Dog, I think, in a baseball league. But that's like... Who the fuck plays baseball? Like, I'm sorry, Forever Dog, but there's another way that you missed the mark.
Yeah. What would you say is what sport would you say you're the best at? And then what
basketball.
Sport would you say you're the least best at?
Baseball.
I'm least best at baseball.
Yeah.
For sure. Everything in baseball is
I
fucking
think
hard.
As well.
Of any other sport, baseball is your least.
That's like the only one I haven't played. Like I played T-ball as a child and then I stopped. But like all the other main ones, I feel like I played at some point later on in life.
Yeah. Like how niche can we get? Because I would say
go
my real
hockey.
Answer is high ally.
Yeah.
Oh,
I think I'd be pretty bad at hockey.
Ice hockey seems impossible because you have to skate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Horse
racing.
Ooh. No way I would be able to be a jockey. That would
I'm amazing at horseback riding, but I'm too tall.
You're amazing at what?
You're amazing at it?
I don't think I would be a great jockey because I'm too tall, is what I said, even though I'm good at horseback riding.
I'd be bad at Formula One because I can't drive. So that's
a
problem.
Can't drive?
Ooh.
Can't
that's
drive.
Important. That's important.
The sport that I'm best at.
How old are we?
I am pretty good at ultimate frisbee. I was at the park the other day and a guy kept kicking a soccer ball and it would like come over towards me and I kicked it back perfectly every time except for the last time I like hit a guy in the back. I was sitting down. But it was like, I mean, like I skimmed it because I perfectly threaded the needle between him and his friend, except that like brushed his shoulder and then one of them laughed. Really
Wait,
hard.
A stranger was kicking a soccer ball at you? Like, hey,
like they were kicking
a
soccer ball.
Listen to the story,
it...
ass.
Jesus Christ.
If we're going to do the show, listen to everyone when they say their shit so that we're not asking clarifying questions when the audience already heard it and comprehended it. Right?
Your catchphrase is what's that? So don't make this argument.
Also, did she answer this question?
She did vaguely answer.
She did.
It was clear from the story, but Jeff has derailed the show further than Marika quickly answering your, you know, inoffensive question.
Yeah. We'll never know.
On to the next, right. I guess, right?
I wanted to know everyone else's answers. I was just excited to talk about my sporting history.
When you talk about ultimate frisbee, are you more of a catcher or a thrower?
And then that same question, but in regards to sex.
Easy. I can't be here anymore.
Daddy, chill.
Nice.
Specifically to the ultimate frisbee question, I guess, pretty good. I feel like I'm good at throwing. I can do that, the like forehand throw.
That's impressive.
Sidearm.
Yeah, and I used to be able to do the one like where you're the overhead like
vertical
far out one.
That's nice where it arrived upside down.
Optimal.
I
think I think my catching skill, like I can catch like throws that you wouldn't expect. Like, so I guess that's good. But I think I'm like a good like last minute like snatch out of the air person.
What about frisbee golf?
Oh, that is good.
I've not done much frisbee golf, even though I was the co-chief enthusiast of the Society of Lawn Sports Enthusiasts at my college. We didn't play frisbee golf.
What? So why?
What
so you
that?
Were so enthusiastic that you never spelled it? Or you never played it?
No, we just played like bocce ball and croquet mostly.
Jesus, you went to a school for billionaires.
I mean, yeah.
I spend most of my evenings playing polo with the boys down at the club.
Marika's last name is Bezos. I never thought about it. But
I never put two and two together. But yeah, you did some. You used to say that you would summer places.
Yeah.
You would summer
that was
on
a
the vineyard.
Dead giveaway.
You would summer on Montauk.
You should have known.
But where did you autumn?
In New York.
Nice.
Wow. This
damn,
is...
Daniel.
Damn, Daniel.
Oh, I feel like God.
Back at it again with the white man.
You got a solid reaction to that joke. Marika laughed and said, nice.
And like out of politeness. Jeff, what sport are you the best at?
I mean... probably swimming.
But I didn't expect that answer.
In terms of like the main sports, let's say, I'm not bad at basketball.
What's your water polo status?
We didn't have a water polo team. Otherwise, I would have been on it for sure. In high school, at least.
Do you have to have big legs for water polo?
You almost don't need legs at all, which is why I'm good at swimming and water sports.
Yeah, because you sort of have you're thick on top, but your cankles are a little spindly. So it almost seems like you would, almost like a bowling pin on top of water, keep trying to rotate upside down almost, it seems like. Your body would try to do that. And you'd have to actively fight.
Jeff does have an upside down bowling pin.
He's shaped
pin
like a guitar
body.
Pick. He is a guitar pick man. Yeah, and so
What is it? He's shaped like launch
yes.
pad.
I mean, he's a McQuack in that way, or a carrot. He also resembles like a purple carrot. They're not a baby carrot
Why
either.
Why purple?
Just because
the
you
color
know.
Doesn't really make a difference, right?
I know, but you're just
any kind of root vegetable.
Yeah, you're a little weird.
Well, it's kind of unappealing. It's not. There's something not right about a purple yeah. carrot.
Yeah. Well, guess what, Blumenfeld, you're it's shaped off-putting. Like a ginger root. You're shaped
that's
like going
knobbly.
Off. In, yeah, different directions, hither than thither. No, he's
Jeff.
A,
Jeff, take it.
I know.
Hey, take it
I
easy.
Just, this
take
is,
it easy.
I was gonna ask for a raise.
Come on,
and
he's sensitive
the way
about being
going,
shaped
I don't
like
feel
a
like I can ask for that 25
root.
An hour.
Hey,
this is unbelievable it's, that he's getting sad. He's a grown man.
That was really fucking.
Fuck you.
That was really fucking rude.
Are you kidding me?
Fuck
you.
Hey.
What?
Hey. Hey,
I've
kick
never
your
seen
ass.
Him like this.
Let's not
I've
say anything we.
Like I might kick your ass.
Let's not say anything we can't take
You're
back.
Kick my ass.
Let's not
now,
say anything
right here,
we can't take back.
Right here on the fucking.
Put
jaw.
Up your fucking dukes.
No way.
First day in the office. Chair to the back of the head.
Okay, I'm gonna come out for the LA opening now. Now that there's a fucking beatdown scheduled. Yeah.
We should start holding boxing matches like Logan Paul style, but it's just
yeah.
Jeff and Amir.
Oh yeah, he's fighting this weekend. So many goddamn sound effects and still going.
Are you guys familiar with Baba Ram Dass?
No.
Really? He's sort of a spiritual no. teacher, healer.
Oh,
lecturer.
Isn't like Pete Holmes a big fan of him?
I don't know if I would pigeonhole Baba Ram Dass as someone who Pete Holmes just likes.
okay, that doesn't.
But
doesn't explain anything.
We were trying to like contextualize.
He's a
who
spiritual
he is,
awakener,
so that would have like helped.
Okay.
He was. Okay. Some might argue he was the second coming of Christ. I don't really know what to say.
Seems a little yeah. hyperbolic.
I thought we could listen to one of his lectures. It's 45
no.
minutes. Is that cool?
45 minutes.
Definitely
no way.
Not.
Let's just listen to it, and then we'll.
Don't say wax.
Don't act
kind
like you're bargaining.
Give notes
like we're
like we'll.
You yeah. said we'll listen to it. Okay. We all said no, and then you said let's just listen to it, and then we'll give. You're like steamrolling this
let's
segment.
Let's listen for sure.
And you're not hearing
let's listen
our feedback.
For sure, but we'll be open.
We
to,
can listen to 10 yeah. seconds max, but then we have to move on.
I barely want to do that.
From a chapter called "Naturally Liberating Whatever You Meet," it's in something called the Crystal Cave. On the one hand, when you regard disturbing emotions as emptiness,
that's enough.
Your practice turns into taking emptiness as the path and not the disturbing emotions.
All right, let's stop.
Thus, your practice doesn't become the short path.
This is longer than 10 seconds.
I mean, it doesn't
the
make
middle
sense.
Of the fucking quote.
If you indulge in the disturbing emotions, thinking yeah. they are something concrete.
It's like very out of context like, also. So it's like hard. We're not even really listening.
This
to
is
the
beginning of the lecture. He's starting with a quote.
No, it's not.
And you guys are interrupting mid-quote to end it. I'm trying to awake your guys' fucking spirit. I'm trying to make sure that you guys have the path towards happiness because I can see the depression in Amir's ass.
My ass?
Eyes.
He said ass.
Ferris, cut everything Amir has said that's been kind of funny so that he sounds bad and off today. Let's continue.
Like eating a poisonous plant and is the cause which binds you to samsara. Any disturbing emotion that may
that
arise
wasn't a pause.
Is wisdom the moment you relax to your natural mind. Look directly into it. Don't deliberately reject it, regard it as a fault, indulge in it concretely, or regard it as a virtue.
Find joy in the pain is what he's saying.
Is he?
Experience the full breadth of human emotion, positive and negative, and find the full, let's say, spectrum of
what it means to be human.
I'm having a bad time. I'm having a bad fucking time. It's my goddamn Friday.
Holy shit.
It's 4:45. Yeah, it'd be nice to have a good time on the show. I feel like I'm getting fucking accosted with garbage, with just, I don't know, shit that I barely understand.
Forget it.
About pain.
Forget it.
Yeah. Good. Great. Let's move on.
Onward. Power through.
Now
he's
happy.
Having a good time. Yes. On a Friday.
Woo.
You guys have a Patreon. Patreon.com/JA, right?
Right.
Jake, have you heard today's episode? Is that why you're saying?
I think it's backslash, but yeah.
I thought that there's parts of that content that you guys put out that's kind of interesting to me.
Okay. Backhanded compliment. Go ahead.
The whole Jake and Amir watch Jake and Amir is, at first I thought you guys were just hamming it up for the cameras, but I think there's actually some substance there because we get to hear your guys' commentary. Let's, you know, some of these things were like 13 years ago.
Don't get heartburn. Do you have acid reflux? It's not casual. It's like something is really wrong inside you.
Go eat
you
a
keep
tub,
burping.
Man.
But yeah.
And
Jesus.
It's just interesting because so much time has passed. So there might be jokes that you've written and performed that you didn't even remember.
And then we also get some behind the scenes stories. I'm wondering if we do the same for some of the HeadGum videos right now. Here we go.
Wow. Okay. Interesting.
So this is Jeffrey the Dumbass watches Jeffrey the Dumbass.
Oh my God. So many tabs open.
You have like 30 videos.
We can't get through them all.
This first one is, well, we'll get through them all for sure. It doesn't, because this one might be a longer episode. I should have warned you guys. This is Jeffrey the Dumbass Aioli. Came out on February 1st, 2018.
Watch a little bit of it.
We'll watch every single video I have pulled up.
Yeah. Oh, hey. I think I'm just going to fire him today. We keep like waiting for something to happen, and it's
wow! Look at that hair.
He's staring at me right now. Actually,
everybody's
he's pointing at his wrist
shortened.
And saying Rolex. It's not a Rolex watch. He's lifting his keys. Rolls Royce. He's saying Rolls Royce, but it's not. Can I just please, with your permission,
no recollection
you know of
this video.
How aioli is just mayonnaise and something else.
He's asking me about mayonnaise. If you just give me the go ahead, I'll do it right now.
Garlic mayo equals aioli.
Hello.
Hello. Who are you looking at there?
You know how aioli is just mayonnaise and another ingredient? I guess.
That's a very good, that's a strong start.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amir, you look young as shit in this.
Yeah, short hair, glasses. Yeah.
Ankles out.
Yeah, this was, this was pre-cankles
to the
pre-COVID, because you can tell everyone is sort of in an office together.
All of these are pre-COVID because we stopped.
You can tell
the
by the date being February 1st, 2018 that
right?
it's pre-COVID.
Yeah, yeah, pre-coronavirus because we're all in the same room and we're not afraid or like
this isn't
generally
a
aware.
Because you can say that about any video or any piece of content you put out before COVID.
Right. But it's just interesting to see us. Yeah.
So
imagine if you take mayo out of the equation. So basil aioli, but it's not a sauce.
So basil.
Or worse yet, bioli. A bad aioli.
Your idea now is to make something that's already pretty bad worse.
I mean, that's what they did with ragu. Ragu is just bad marinara.
No, it's not.
Right, but at least you have options.
Right.
Also, there's
options.
2.5 minutes left. We've already discussed aioli. So what goes on at this point that we can watch for another, 70% of the video?
Right, variety is the spice of rice.
Who looks younger here versus their current self?
Yeah.
I think Jeff.
Jeff looks younger than he does now, more than I look younger than he does, or than I do.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
I was 20 in this. Now I'm 23.
I guess percentage-wise, it's 15% of your life younger. Yeah. Jeff is, like, still growing in this.
God,
I remember when he used to make that face.
What? We're talking about a $1 trillion industry at a certain point. You and I can single-handedly and reversibly reinvent the pub fair game.
Don't try to reinvent shit. Don't try to change the game or make something new.
Don't try to change the game.
That's what you were laughing at?
That was the most
the normal,
straightforward the normal line.
I laughed so much.
Don't try to reinvent shit. Don't try to change the game.
Who's in the background there? Whose legs and shirt combo is that?
Probably Whitney.
Yeah.
Is it?
I think
I'd
so.
Assume.
No $1 trillion industries here for you to completely create out of thin air. Don't be confident.
Go with me for a second.
Why?
Describe unto me your ideal bar.
Good
music
delivery.
And drinks and fun times and friendly face.
And in terms of fair,
no fair.
You've never been to a bar. Music and drinks and fun times.
Friendly faces.
And in terms of
such
fair,
a lazy conversation.
No fair. For I will have had dinner. So
this is pub unfair to me. My ideal bar. Thank you for flasking.
I didn't.
Contains low lifes drinking Miller High Lifes. And did I mention High Lie?
No, you did not. What's High Lie?
Second time High Lie.
Also known as Zesta Puta and Basque. And I like Zesty Pita with Bisque.
Dab.
The worst.
The worst. Dab.
A palms facing up dab. The first 2 years of HeadGum, dabbing was a very big deal and like prevalent
huge.
Throughout right. a lot of things. Yeah.
Many videos.
Also known as Zesta Puta and Basque, and I like Zesty Pita with Bisque. Dab. We're mentally ill. I don't know what to say.
With a shrug.
Sorry. I'm in. Let's do it. Let's do the fucking worst aioli, the bar, the pub.
I'm shocked.
The sport thing. I'm all in, 100%. Let's be business partners with this venture. All right? Congratulations.
You've made your point.
No, I'm serious. I think it's a good idea, and I want to invest my time, my money, and my energy into this game-changing industry reinventing.
You clearly think I'm dumb and have ideas to match.
That's what made you realize that. It wasn't when I was...
Ideas to match. To match how dumb I am.
My ideas match my intelligence level.
Of course.
Staring at you 2 minutes ago, talking about firing you very plainly and openly, right in front of your face.
Just take a moment to get lost in the sauce.
What the hell is that? The bee oily?
Worse, sea oily. That's Kragu on a bad doily.
Kragu?
That's crazen ragu.
Yeah, was Kragu ever mentioned as a
never.
Thing?
No. Just...
Absolutely not. Yeah, we're obviously not going to watch the next one. You have 17 tabs open. That was more than enough, right? Let's choose
one. Yeah, I'm
going to
choose
though.
One. Let's give a. Oh, this is.
Jesus good. Christ. Jost Busters?
This is a HeadGum
video.
This is Jeffrey the Dumbass Viral Shirts dropped April 26th, 2018.
Pre-corona still, it
Whoa.
Seems.
Avicii died.
What's the fastest way to get rich?
I always hated that cardigan.
Huh? You sorry, you hated this cardigan?
Shawl collar?
Yeah, I didn't
like this
cardigan.
Specific one or
I
this
felt like
style.
It was mixing
it on you.
This exact one on you.
In this video?
I felt like it.
No,
yeah,
but like, or ever.
I think that if you have a shawl, if you, I don't think, well, I mean, I don't like this cardigan in general, but for you, this was a look that really, frankly, missed the mark.
Why? What's the mark?
It's a performance cotton sweatshirt, yeah, but
is,
as a shawl.
That
cardigan.
Is the problem.
And it's.
What's the problem?
It's a marriage of two styles that shouldn't exist. There are irreconcilable.
Oh, like it should be like a.
This should be a wool shawl.
And it's like sweatshirt material.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
exactly
you
right.
should be
with
not.
Chunky little wristbands.
Not what?
Yes.
Not working, not an entertainment, not in the public spheres or eye. I really think you should move to Wildwood, California and live in a fucking Airbnb.
Like, what a waste of money that would be to pay daily for the rest of my life.
I think Jake does. Let's do Jake watches Jake and Amir. Let's do okay. If I Were You.
That's
with
interesting.
Jake Hurwitz, and who would be good to pair him with? Sean Clements. That'd be kind of funny.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah. That
would I still get money?
Would you? Yeah, I guess so, just so that you can fund the Airbnb and stay over there.
Okay.
Let's keep watching.
I'm thinking it's viral shirts.
How, who is,
I was going to say, investing or something. What is
this
that?
One says four-beat salad, and I'll sort of back my way into what it means.
How?
Inside jokes.
Are you familiar?
Yeah.
Jane.
Jagger. Jane.
No. Well, you will soon.
You can't just put any word or phrase on a shirt and call it an inside joke.
What's more inside than a joke that hasn't been made on a shirt that I made?
You think anyone's going to buy a shirt that says, why jock?
I mean, why jock?
Many reasons.
Have you worn the why jock shirt?
No, I forgot you gave me one.
All right.
Why jock? Triple H batteries.
Time to play the game.
One ion.
One yin. That's one onion. Look, I can see you're getting upset, so let me show you the ones that we're already putting into production, and I'll try to copy a free tea. Lord of the Flies.
What, like Lord the singer?
Brian Lord, head of CIA.
He doesn't need his name on a shirt.
Trust Jeeves.
Like Ask Jeeves?
What?
If you didn't know what Ask Jeeves was, why did you make Trust Jeeves?
We should have made these shirts.
Yeah.
We really should have.
I'm starting to think you don't like the shirts.
I don't like the shirts.
You know what? I can't sell Nike.
Correct.
I can sell milk.
What the fuck is milk?
I don't know what it means beyond the fact that it is a shirt. If I had come up with the Where's the Beef slogan before the whole Wendy's campaign, you would have called me a moron.
You are a moron.
So what we need to do is come up with the Wendy's slogan before they start their new campaign.
And you think the new campaign slogan is going to be milk?
Who's to say? Jeeves?
No.
How about this? Wendy's. Fuck a hamburger.
I'm not going to help you.
Fine.
4 years later.
And well, remember, it's almost time. Later. Wendy's. Fuck a hamburger.
Damn it!
Damn. That was David Samuels.
We're almost at the 4 year mark of that, so we can probably do like a follow up to that shirt.
Yeah.
Thing. I mean, why jot, right?
I mean, why jot? That's funny.
Next segment.
This is the only one I prepared.
I can't help but notice that I'm not involved in any of these. Yeah,
neither is Jake, really.
Yeah, I have a couple with Jake in them.
Which is fine.
If you did, what's the one that I filmed? The coat rack one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, here's one with Jake.
I don't like when you call meetings and then you do this like silent thing. Just talk.
Jake, I want you to take a moment to thank you.
This is Jeffrey the Dumbass Holistic.
Still relevant.
March 8th, 2018.
Somehow.
Why? For taking the first step and becoming a more holistic person. Mike Farah style.
Who?
First things first, we need to get you set up with a...
That was a very hyper niche reference to the CEO of Funny or Die, who in the summer of 2016 created a mantra for the company of holistic, where all of the different departments, social media, branded content, sketches, and live shows basically worked together synergistically.
Yeah, so this really was, that was a joke just for you because you interned at Money or Die. Like even, I know Mike Farah and that didn't
Dave
make sense to
Rosenberg
me.
Rosenberg would have gotten that.
And
I'm just saying it's not just for me. It's for like the 50 people that worked at Funny or Die that year.
Yeah. This is an entire video called Holistic, which is a reference to a Mike Farah marketing plan.
Plant-based diet. We're talking celery. Lox.
First thing was plants. The second thing was fish.
Fish is the fruit of the sea, Jake.
That was not smart.
Next thing, you need to be active and slow about it. Yoga, egoscue. Grab a slab of lamb and take a nap.
So your big two pieces of advice so far for this being holistic thing are to eat a plant-based diet, which consists of smoked fish, and also be active by taking a nap with lamb, which is not plant-based or active.
You left out the most crucial part, Jake.
This part's in my, real.
What's that?
Meditation.
You left that part out. You didn't say meditation.
Recently, I'm all about aligning my chakras, right?
Are you asking me? I don't know what you're about. Last week, it was bartending.
Chakras are energetic healing centers in the body that relate to things like speech, thought, sex, etc. Are you familiar?
No, clearly I'm not.
What I will do is I will meditate with the specific focus of aligning my crown chakra with my root chakra. By the end of the session, I'm essentially performing autofellatio.
Great. So you called me into this meeting to talk about sucking your own dick.
That face.
That face is a guy that likes to suck his own dick.
And talk about it in a one-on-one meeting. I feel like you guys aren't adding anything to the discourse.
I don't remember these videos. I wasn't even in this one.
Jake?
I wasn't in any of them.
I also don't remember this video. I have no
recollection. I miss doing these shits, man.
But
yeah.
Yeah.
Me too.
What does that have to do with being holistic?
Holistic means all-inclusive, all-encompassing, living a balanced life. Meaning everything is holistic and vice versa. Do you have any experience with crystals?
I don't. Do you?
Of quartz. I use crystals for almost everything.
Nice.
Do you have quartz. Any experience with crystals? Of quartz.
This face.
You set me up for that joke.
Rather, crystal.
So you mean the champagne?
Exactly, Sprite.
Okay, Jeff.
Oh my God.
I will eat a diet of lox and lamb and take a lot of naps, and I'll suck my own dick. Will you just leave me alone?
I don't want it like that, man. It can't be for me. It has to come from within you.
Why?
Because success is elusive, right?
Stop asking me right. You're almost always wrong.
You think going downstairs right now and working is going to lead to any kind of monetary or spiritual success?
Yes. Both.
I honestly feel sorry for you.
Right? I feel sorry for you if you think staying up here and blowing yourself is going to be good.
I believe it was Ringo Starr that said nothing is real.
Okay, Jeff, if you don't think anything is real, then why do you bother? Why do you bother trying to teach me about
being I'm a nihilist.
This is where I get to come, dude. You're not even close to sucking your own dick.
I can't afford crystal.
Yeah. I remember that.
A
now.
Horrible ending.
You look so rigid.
I'm not flexible about shit. And I don't even just mean physically. I mean, if you guys needed to push this record even 5 minutes, I would have lost my shit.
I did push it 5 minutes.
You pushed it 15, and I won't let you forget it.
15. Log into your Netflix. Let's see what kind of fucking depraved shit you've been watching.
Yeah, let's just not out me just yet, because I do have a couple more episodes in me, and then I can be fully canceled, and I think that's fine.
Only Hitler documentaries. What the fuck is wrong with
well,
you?
Well, he did art.
So good see you on me.
Oh, God.
Are you watching porn?
That's Kim's Convenience. It's Kim's Convenience. One more video. Ghostbusters, okay. November 1st, 2017.
Ghostbusters. Wow. I remember this one way before COVID. Video.
It's so long.
Why? Jeff, why?
What?
I said why.
Who are you going to call?
What are you talking about?
Ghostbusters.
We should have said, who are you going to call in?
Yeah.
Nice.
Why do you feel like Colin Jost needs busting?
He hasn't come. Stand.
He hasn't come. And it will be my claim
so
to
slow.
Fame.
I hate what you say.
I can't help but feel that everything that Jost has and does should be mine, and I do.
Such bad sentence structure.
His job.
Should be mine, and I do.
His apartment, his girlfriend. Did I mention the apple of his eye?
You did when you said girlfriend. God, that's a bad photo.
I didn't take it.
Yeah, but you printed it.
You're scolding me like I took the photo.
You chose this photo.
Yeah.
You felt like it was a good representation of him and his girlfriend. She's not even facing the camera.
This could be anyone.
Exactly. That's my problem. You took 13 minutes trying to open up a can of LaCroix there.
You had to do this whole video with a fucking vacuum.
We were really lucky
back.
That we had a vacuum that you can strap to your back, because we didn't order that.
Whoop ass.
Yeah.
Nope, it was not. So why don't you master those simple tasks before you go about stealing celebrity girlfriends?
Can you imagine? Just me and Scarlett Johansson Frenching on the red carpet, probably.
Probably not. Johansson. I can't imagine that at all, because you get stage fright when the UPS guy asks for your signature.
Yeah, because I don't know what to do.
And you think you know what to do on the
I
red carpet?
I freeze up is all.
Yeah, you freeze up. You wouldn't have that on the red carpet when Scarlett Johansson wants to kiss you?
That sounds a little nerve-wracking, yeah.
I bet.
So, you know what? Friend, excuse me if I get a little nervous on the red carpet.
Yeah, so you wouldn't be able to do it. That's why I can't.
I wouldn't go through with it because I'm not that kind of guy.
Okay.
I don't kiss and tell. Oh, this chick I Frenched at the Virgil.
So you just kissed and I'm told.
Huh? Sorry, I'm gonna joust her.
Asshole.
Here's the
It's so combative. It's so combative in both videos. I'm yelling at you, Jay. I never yell at Amir in these sketches.
You would never dare. That
is interesting. You yell at me, but Amir yells at you.
Kind of says it
you
all.
You and me?
I wonder what that
New
means.
York City.
So I'm coming now.
And we'll road trip it, don't worry, but we'll just take our time with all this shit. I still believe in that. I had someone tell me I fell off.
God, Drake. You needed that.
Very Chicago good. To St. Louis, St. Louis to Chicago, 30 hours.
This road trip sounds like a flight round trip.
How many songs are in this?
from Chicago to St. Louis.
Wrong. All right. You forgot China.
Why are we going to China? Nice. We need to wind up in New York.
This is the itinerary. L.A., Chicago, Chicago to St. Louis, St. Louis to Chicago, 30 hours, right? All the while we're taking our time, because we still believe in that.
I got the dream.
China, all right? We go over to Beijing, Beijing to Yonkers.
Okay, then what?
We find our way over to Joe's place, right? We shimmy up the trellis. We get into his room, and I vacuum his ass. I vacuum his ass, and I steal his clothes, and I live the rest of my life as him. Thoughts? Possible flaws?
So that's many a gift. Probable flaws. Yeah. How are you going to find his house?
No way it's not in Yonkers.
Highly unlikely that it's in Yonkers. What if he doesn't have a trellis?
You got to be josting me if you don't think that Jost has a trellis.
How will he fit into the vacuum cleaner?
He doesn't have to fit his whole fucking body in the vacuum, idiot. It's a distraction tactic.
And then you're wearing his clothes living your life exactly as right. For the rest of your life?
For the rest of his life, right? And then he dies. Then I resume mine. It'll be fine.
Gesturing with the vacuum cleaner is so funny.
So you want to go through all of this, this crazy round trip, roundabout trip through China, back to New York.
Driving that train, high on cacao.
Amir, come on, help me out here.
Colin Jost, you cacao. Better watch your trellis.
Driving that train, high on cacao. Colin Jost, you better watch your trellis.
And then, does this video just end with the fist bump?
I guess
that's,
go for it.
That's my awesome, thought dude. About what's coming next.
Ah! Nice.
Scalding, right?
So hot.
Amir nice. Around.
That was a nice trip down memory lane. I think I'm going to quit. Was that a runner at some point that you had a hot?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Did you have a hot hand? Was that a runner?
Was it?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Just the claw. Just
I think the main thing is that I'm going to cut most of that out because you guys didn't say anything interesting.
Huh. Wow. We watched the videos. I had a good time.
All right. Then I'll keep it. And I'll cut this part out.
Well, now I feel weird about it.
No,
because
don't
I
feel weird.
Like
no,
you
come
scolded
on.
Me after
we're all
the
having
fact.
Fun. We're all active sexually.
You took a beat to consider what best to say, and you ended up saying the worst thing of all.
Yeah.
No, the beat was to consider if you should say it
and
or
then
not.
He did.
And then he decided, fuck it, I'm going for it.
Jake, good stuff. How's the home renovation going?
It's
oh,
good.
Sorry, Billy
We're
Brick
close.
Texted me.
The windows are going to go on the front of the house.
Billy Brick
Excuse
texted me.
Me.
Great.
Okay, so... So don't ask me a question about my life and then instantly not give a shit
Sorry.
When I start
yeah.
to answer.
No, that's on me. That's on me.
Right? Yeah. And that would usually be the part where you like say, now I'm done with the text.
I want
to
hear
the
answer. Let's
try to like.
No, you're bored.
No, you don't. And because you like, yeah, that was a painful 30-second stretch for me.
Yeah. And it was already really bad before that.
Mm-hmm.
I think let's regroup next week for sure. We have a special guest.
Who?
Who?
I can't announce it now.
Yeah, who? You say you all can. Sorts of private info that you end up just bleeping,
bleep
right?
David Young.
Who?
We cannot say
David
that.
David Young has to be a
cannot
surprise.
Say it.
It's too special.
Just don't want to say it to because
spray it.
No, because he has such a busy schedule. He's constantly shooting and jetting off and jetting Osmond that I don't want people to get their hopes up and then he doesn't show.
So bleep it.
You're not going to believe it.
Plugs. What are you guys working on? Point the people to. The floor is yours. Go. Let's start with Marika Brownlee on the sex.
Oh, God. The same old stuff. Listen to all your favorite HeadGum podcasts. Try some new ones that you haven't heard yet. Just pick a random one, go for it. It'll probably be fun. And yeah, follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Marie Kalon.
Hurwitz.
Buy me and my brother's gear. We sold out of our wallets, but there's new ones
wallets
coming
are great.
Soon. We have a blue colorway.
Yeah.
You like it?
I haven't...
You want a blue?
No, I'm good. I haven't changed my everything over to the new wallet, but I do like it.
You didn't take my wallet to the movies?
Not yet, no. My wallet's so tiny. My wallet's smaller than that one.
Smaller?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I'd really like you to take my wallet for a spin to the movies.
I'll take it to In the Heights.
All right. Thank you.
It's a shame that you don't still live in LA, Jake, because then, and Micah too, because then the company, instead of Brothers Halcyon, it could be called LA Gear.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
It's not really personal, but yeah, no, I mean, theoretically, I could call it LA Gear, but I think that has to be taken.
It's taken by another gear company, but that shouldn't, don't let that stop.
Yeah, you. LA Gear is it's a sneaker company.
Mm-hmm. Just don't let that stop you. Amir?
I couldn't do that.
Get Jake's wallet, listen to a HeadGum podcast. I think Jake and Marika said it all. And with the Lakers elimination, I'm now ready to throw my hat in the ring for a new basketball team. And I need your support. Let's go Milwaukee Bucks basketball. Fear the deer, people.
I would also like Milwaukee just so that they can beat. That would mean that they would beat the Nets in the Eastern Conference Finals, which would be fun to see.
They're actually playing this round.
Oh, so.
God, should I like the Nets?
Nah,
it feels like I should just like the Brooklyn.
Well, I guess you live in Brooklyn.
They're like down the street from me.
I feel like you can't because like I feel like you're a LeBron guy.
I like LeBron, but I mean I like lots of basketball players and I like lots of basketball teams. It doesn't make any sense that I don't like.
Why don't you like the Knicks?
But I can't get into.
You grew up in Connecticut. Yeah,
I do like the Knicks.
They're just not. I like the Knicks anymore.
That was like my team growing up, but I didn't like basketball that much. Yeah,
that's cool. Amir.
Yeah, I already said my piece, and we're done here. We're totally done. Marika?
No.
Time for Marika's druthers.
No, I'm good.
What about you, Jeffrey? Oh, thanks so much for asking. I am creatively exhausted. I don't know what else to say. The well is
you're
run dry,
nobody.
So to speak.
You haven't done anything. Creatively exhausted? You're a zero. You're a net negative. What are you talking about? You haven't done shit. God, that's rude. That's funny. You exhausted.
Yeah, it's
quit your career,
like
man. Quit your career. Go work for your dad. Do anything menial. All you are is a brain and a hand at this point. You don't have anything to contribute.
He made himself vulnerable. He said that he was tired, and you told him to quit and said that he was nothing.
This is funny. Beyond fucked. I've never been disrespected like this. It's not funny. Here, even if
go
you
get a
mean
sandwich.
It, it's not
I'll
funny.
Send you an Uber to a sandwich place. You're good.
Are you kidding? Pedestrian, you hit a biker in your car. Ah, you're fine. Just what do you? I'll get you a car. What sandwich spot do you want to go to? The Heights Deli, Lincoln Heights? Come on. Stop making a big show of it. He's fine.
Walk it off. Walk it off.
Nice.
Diesel.
Now walk it out. No.
I was gonna say. Never mind. What was the HeadGum video where the guac thing was the bit?
I almost did that one, but that one's very long. That's mornin'. We should do a mornin' part two where I go to your house again, Amir.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, for sure. Not maybe.
We'll see.
We'll see.
I don't. Yeah. Have you talked to Marty? We might not be like that anymore, man. Talk to I thought you had a meeting with him.
Yeah, Marty pushed to Monday.
Okay. All right, cool.
No, what's the meeting about?
Check in with us on Tuesday, man. And have a
check in.
Try to have a really good weekend. Have a good weekend, man. Really enjoy it.
The last episode. Later, everybody. Thank you so much for listening.
The last episode. And then Ferris will cut it right there. The last episode. And then he'll cut it.
Was a HeadGum original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news. We're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
And why
Live.
Don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Nili Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Okay, I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.